Every year, food and beverage companies like Starbucks, Burger King, and Nestle come up with new foods, from the latest flavored iced tea to hot breakfast sandwiches. Of course, someone's got to come up with all those recipes. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on one man who's made a business of it.
There's a room at the offices of Matson & Company in Foster City, California, that looks like a small grocery store. The shelves are lined with Healthy Choice frozen dinners, Nestle iced tea concentrate, Mrs. Fields cookies for the supermarket, and a whole line of different flavored meatless Boca burgers. All these products were developed at Matson & Company. Peter Matson, the company's founder and CEO, says if you recognize these foods, that's a sign they've lived up to the company's philosophy.
They need to be shelf evident. In other words, you see them on the shelf and you immediately get the idea of what they are.
Matson's clients include Starbucks, for which it developed the Frappuccino, a whipped mix of ice, milk, and coffee. Starbucks came to Matson at a time when the company was moving from the Northwest to hotter climates and needed a cold drink. Matson also works with food chains like Round Table Pizza. One of the latest products, the Napa Pizza, is a Matson recipe.
And now, Billy Sardell from Napa.
Round Table's just introduced this delicious new Napa Pizza. It's layered with smoky primo pepperoni, giant portobello mushrooms, and a zesty tomato cream sauce. And to celebrate, I'm going to enjoy it with a $2,000 bottle of wine.
At the core of developing all these new products is a passion for food, says Matson, but it's much more than that.
You've got to have the art. It's got to taste good, look good. It's got to turn you on. It's emotional. And then on the other side, it's got to be safe. It's got to be, you got to be able to manufacture it. It has to be some kind of economics to it. And all those things require a lot of technical detail.
At the center of Matson's offices is a large kitchen where the company's 28 food technologists and 7 chefs spend hours experimenting with different recipes. Beata Klemchaniska is a food technologist here.
Since the company has been around for so many years, we have a lot of formulas that have already been developed that we use kind of as a benchmark.
Do you do a lot of tasting along the way?
Oh, that's the main part of our job.
But it isn't just the staff here that does the tasting. Each new food gets tested by focus groups of consumers. One of the food technicians working today is Marianne Polanzi, Peter's daughter. She just remixed a formula for spiced walnuts.
Essentially making adjustments based on some consumer research we had. What we thought was terrific and perfect came back needing some adjustments, and now I'm finding that we made them better.
Matson & Company was founded by Peter Matson in 1977. Back then, it was just Matson and his wife. Today, it has a workforce of 70, and there is growing interest in businesses that specialize in creating new food products, says Chekatan Dev, a professor at Cornell University's School of Hotel Management. With 20,000 to 30,000 products on the shelves of the average supermarket, Dev says food companies increasingly need to find new spins on old products. For example, a new herb and garlic tuna flavoring from Starkist. He says companies are spending billions of dollars on new products, and they need help from someone who has a broad understanding of the market.
You need somebody to come up with new products and new brands that has an understanding of not just one company and its operating characteristics and its context, but multiple companies. Multiple companies, multiple brands, multiple regions, sometimes multiple countries.
With 26 years of experience, Matson & Company does bring a sense of perspective. For example, says Matson, he's seen consumers move away from wanting food that just tastes good.
Right now, the mantra is to make it healthier while still keeping the pleasure, which I think is a great challenge. And I don't mean draconian health, but minimizing the animal fats and the hydrogenated fats.
Matson says there is also an interest in making healthier versions of old products. One of his newest releases is Cricket Cola. It's a cola that gets its caffeine from green tea. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.